Hi, and welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and the program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And one of my friends is Debbie Gisoni, a best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur who inspires people to make simple changes that really radically improve their self-awareness, well-being, and success. And today, Debbie has some important thoughts about the value of movement. Debbie?
Are you the type of person who has a million excuses about why you don't have any time to exercise in your day? This seems to be a common problem for most people. They feel like they don't have the time to exercise. My feeling is you can't afford not to have the time to exercise. If you've never exercised on a regular basis, I know it's really, really, really hard to get started. But that is the hardest part. Getting started. Once you get started, you will find that you would be wondering how you ever not exercised on a regular basis. I have a friend whose husband never actually exercised in his life, and he wasn't overweight or anything. It just wasn't his thing to do regular exercise. Then one day he got into road biking, and he really, really, really loved it. And he's been doing it so often, and he's gotten to be such an expert in road biking that now he takes 150-mile bike rides on a regular basis. I have another friend who didn't do much exercise her entire life either, but she started taking yoga and realized that she really, really enjoyed yoga. She enjoyed it so much that she actually ended up getting her certification, and now she's changed her entire career and is a yoga teacher. Exercise is a very individual thing, and you never know what's going to float your boat, so to speak. You may think there's no sort of workout that's for you, but give it some time and try some new things, and you will find a way. There are plenty of ways to build a little bit extra movement into your everyday, and you might find something that you love. For example, if you're into technology, then do a program that's online or get a Fitbit or something like that. If you love to dance, then just put on some music and dance around your house like a crazy person. I do that all the time. It's so funny. My dogs actually love it. If you like to walk, then make walking your exercise. Walking is a great exercise. It's actually weight-bearing, and it's one of the best things that we can do for our bodies. If you like team sports, then join an adult team sport. My husband plays adult hockey, and he's been doing this all his life. This is something that he's been doing since he's been a kid. He's always played hockey, and he loves ice hockey. So now he's part of an adult league, and he plays with people that are anywhere from their 30s to their 80s that are still on the ice playing hockey, and he absolutely loves it. So you have to find out what is it that you absolutely love. You have to find that one thing or those several things maybe that you love to do that move your body and do them on a regular basis. Another thing I found to be helpful for me in terms of exercise is to make sure I do it first thing in the morning. Sometimes the day gets so busy that by the end of the day, you're too tired, you're too hungry. Exercise is probably the last thing on your mind. So I like to do it first thing in the morning. And a good thing to make me remember to do it first thing in the morning or to motivate me is I put out my clothes that I'm going to wear, my shoes, my socks, my sweatpants, or my yoga pants. I put that all out at the side of my bed every night so that I know in the morning I'm going to get up, and I'm going to put those clothes on, and I'm going to go work out. Pedometers are also a great thing to use. If you're sitting at a computer all day, get up every 20 minutes, walk around, take some steps, add to the steps on your pedometer. It's a great way to get a little more exercise in your day, and it keeps you accountable as well. Speaking of standing up, make sure that you don't sit for more than 15 minutes at a time. A lot of people use the scale as a way to keep track of whether or not they're fit or staying in shape. But I would rather say, rather than have a weigh-in every week, why don't you have a waist-in every week? It's really your waist that is important to keep track of, the inches on your waist. And when you're exercising, and if you are doing it to lose weight, you're going to see a difference in your waist right away. So that would be a good way to keep track of whether or not your exercise is actually helping you lose weight, if in fact that's one of your goals for exercise, or if you need to do a little bit more every day. Another thing I like to do is try something new every once in a while. For example, someone asked me to join a badminton game, an organized badminton game, and I hadn't played badminton, oh gosh, since I was a kid, and it was really, really fun, but it used muscles that I hadn't been using, so I was really sore the next day. Anytime you do something different, it's really a good thing, as long as you don't push yourself too hard, right? Because you're using muscles that you don't normally use, and you're, you know, changing your whole brain waves and thinking about things differently. So it's a good thing to actually try something new every once in a while as well. And also vary your workout. Don't do the same thing every single day. For example, when I'm doing my body workout with weights, the next day I'll do some sort of aerobic workout, but I won't always do the same kind of aerobic. Some days I'll do a dance routine. Some days I'll go on a stepper. Some days I'll go on a bicycle. And then even when I'm doing weights or working out my body for strength training, I do different things each time. Sometimes I'll use free weights. Sometimes I'll use the Pilates machine. Sometimes I'll exercise on a ball. I like to vary it up because I don't want my muscles to get used to any one particular exercise. I want to really start firing them up in different ways every single day. Remember also that like attracts like. If you hang out with people that are couch potatoes, you're going to be a couch potato too. But if you hang out with people that actually do some activities like hiking and walking, you're going to find yourself doing those activities as well. So try to surround yourself with people that are doing things that you like to do or that you would like to try to do. I mentioned that walking is a really good exercise. I would imagine that when you go to a parking lot in a store, you always try to find that closest space possible, right? I know I do. And then I have to think to myself, do I really want to be like right up to the door? Or can I walk about 5 minutes and get a little exercise for the day? So if you can't put aside 30 to 45 minutes every morning, you could actually get exercise all day long in little tiny spurts. So when you go to the store, park the farthest away and walk to the front entrance instead of parking really close, or maybe jog to the front entrance. Better yet, if you're doing errands around your neighborhood and you can walk or ride a bike instead of taking a car, more power to you. That's a great way to do errands. I like to do that on the weekends and just walk to the post office or the bank or get something to eat, but actually walk to get something to eat, which makes me feel good about it. Also, I love walking to go to dinner because after dinner, you're really full. And the last thing you want to do after you eat is sit down and do nothing. That food needs to circulate in your body and your blood, and you need to get your metabolism up after you eat. So I love walking to a restaurant for dinner and then coming home and walking home. There's all kinds of research out there to say what kind of exercise is better, whether it's cardio or whether it's flexibility like yoga or whether it's strength training. But I believe that all three are equally important. So you want to make sure that you have some sort of aerobic exercise where you're actually huffing and puffing. And you want to make sure you have some strength training because your bones need strength training to actually be stronger, especially as you get older. And you want to be flexible as well. So all three are equally as important. You don't have to do all three every day, but you have to make sure that you have a little bit of everything in there. Now, I'm sure a lot of you, like me, spend some time each night in front of the TV, and that's a great way where you can actually get a little bit more exercise. Some people I know put a stationary bike or some sort of exercise machine in front of the TV, so when they're watching TV, they don't have to be passive couch potatoes. They can actually be moving their body. What I like to do sometimes, especially if it's after dinner and I'm just plopping down on the couch, is I like to stand up and just kind of move around a little bit, do a little arm exercises or deep squats or something like that. And you're getting your entertainment, but you're also getting some exercise as well. I mentioned that I take a day off a week. I think this is really important for people who regularly exercise. I like to appreciate my body by working it out, but I also like to appreciate it by giving it a rest every once in a while. As you get older, you want to be a little bit more gentler with your body, and it helps to pace yourself and also take a day off a week. Of course, exercise is not the only way to be healthy. You also have to eat healthy, but that would be another whole subject that we can talk about another time. What's important for you today is to think about your body and how you use it or don't use it, perhaps, or perhaps even abuse it. Think about ways you can improve appreciating your body by doing things that will move it and use it. That's how you appreciate your body.
Some really great advice from the goddess of happiness, author, speaker, and motivator, Debbie Gisoni. Go to DebbieGisoni.com. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.